It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. While it can feel like many people have moved on from the pandemic, COVID-19 is not finished with us just yet. Even though New York City's most recent surge has peaked, cases remain high. The virus is still infecting 3,000 city residents per day, a level that hasn't budged for 2 weeks now. All of those cases are quietly raising the number of people dealing with long COVID, symptoms that linger well after an infection has cleared. New York City Health and Hospitals has established an aftercare program for people in need, and joining us now to discuss how it works is Dr. Ted Long, Senior Vice President for Ambulatory Care and Population Health at Health and Hospitals and the Executive Director of the NYC Test and Trace Corps. Dr. Long, as always, welcome back to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Long COVID is really a broad spectrum of symptoms and conditions, as we've come to know. Some are fairly routine, while others are way more serious and need specialty medicine. What are the most common symptoms you're seeing that can be easily treated?
So across the country, we now know that unfortunately 10 to 15% of people that have COVID will go on to develop long COVID or have one of the symptoms that you're talking about that will either linger past 4 weeks after having their infection or a new symptom that they'll develop 4 weeks after having their infection as well. Michael, I'm a primary care doctor in the Bronx, and I'm continuing to see, and I'm starting to see more of my patients that I care about developing long COVID now. And one of the things that worries me is not only when my patients have some of the more common symptoms like shortness of breath, fatigue, even depression, but really what worries me is the people in New York City that are not my patients, that are suffering in silence, confused about what's going on with them, not sure if it's this long COVID or something else. And in New York City, we have an answer. We have a number for you to call, and we're going to be calling you. So we want New York City to be a place where nobody suffers in silence.
Now, your aftercare program addresses long COVID through three core functions. The first is its aftercare navigators. Who are they and what exactly do they do?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So our aftercare navigators are the same people that were calling you when you had COVID as part of Test and Trace through our Take Care program to help you access one of our free hotels, to get free food delivery, even to give you direct cash assistance so that you don't have to make the false choice of going to work if you're infectious or staying home and not having the income to support your family. That's a choice no New Yorker or no person should ever have to make. And in New York City, we received a large grant to be able to pay you to do the right thing for yourself, your family, and your city. So these aftercare navigators are the same people that helped you with all of those things before. They're now going to help you navigate whatever it is you need to get through having long COVID.
Health and Hospitals has also set up community health centers called COVID-19 Centers of Excellence. Where are they and what kind of services do they provide?
Yeah, so our Centers of Excellence are brand new clinical sites that are really focused on having everything that we need to take care of you with the most common conditions or symptoms associated with long COVID. So if you're having shortness of breath, we'll do a pulmonary function test and have our pulmonologist that's on site see you. If you're having heart issues, we can do a cardiac echocardiogram with an on-site cardiologist as well. And we can give you same-day services for depression and anxiety. So our Centers of Excellence, we really built them to help New York City to recover, recognizing early on that long COVID is serious, is real, but there are things that we can really do to help New Yorkers. So if you want to make an appointment to one of our centers, you can call 844-NYC-4NYC, or if you want to talk to one of our navigators and also make an appointment, you can call 212-COVID-19, press 4, and you'll be put directly through to a navigator.
Dr. Long, the next step in the aftercare program involves community support and help groups. Tell us about that. That sounds almost a little odd based on some of the things that we have been hearing about COVID over the last 2+ years, which is social distance and kind of stay away.
Well, I think you pointed out why it's so important. Over the last 2 years, we've taught ourselves to stay away from other people. But human beings, we have the natural desire to build community, to build relationships with other people. That's how we get through traumatic events. And for many people, including many of my patients, what they need, maybe not me in front of them as their doctor. It may be having a group of people that also has long COVID. They can talk about what they're experiencing so they can get through together, building that community. And that's what we want to make sure is available to every New Yorker through that second pillar.
The third part of the city's aftercare program is financial support. So it sounds like with this being financial support, it's a continuation of what you already have been offering.
Yeah, exactly. We learned early on that COVID can cause a lot of financial stress and instability for families. So, of course, we're building that into how we're looking to take care of people with long COVID now.
Dr. Long, I heard you mention some numbers. The CDC says about 13% of COVID cases go on to develop chronic symptoms for at least a month. But some global studies put the long COVID rate upwards of 40%. Now, given those numbers, do you feel like the aftercare program is being underused?
So I'm proud to say that our aftercare program has already texted more than 300,000 New Yorkers that we knew had symptoms at the end of their monitoring period, if they were part of our test and trace core program. We've already received 50,000 phone calls from New Yorkers that we were able to put through to our navigators. And we were able to help more than 100,000 complete their referrals to get them whatever it is they need, whether that's seeing me in one of my centers of excellence, whether that's being supported by a community group like the Body Politic, or whether that's being having help not to be evicted from their home to support their family. So far, the aftercare program, I think, has done a phenomenal job of helping New Yorkers by saying, hey, long COVID is real, but whatever you're experiencing, we can help you. And we're going to be expanding the aftercare program so that every New Yorker with long COVID or is concerned they could have long COVID always has a safe place to call where they can rely on help.
Dr. Ted Long is the executive director of the NYC Test and Trace Corps. And Dr. Long, always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.